President Barack Obama will make a rare address before both houses of the US Congress this evening in order to gain momentum on health care reform. The opposition Republican Party has opposed the plan, which would provide a government-run option on health insurance. Several members of the president's own Democratic Party have said they will not support the plan because it'll be too expensive. The Catholic bishops are concerned because the plan would allow for federal funding of abortion, which is currently not the case. The associate director of the Pro-Life Office of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is Richard Dorflinger. He says the healthcare system in the United States needs to be reformed, but that reform cannot be used to pay for the destruction of innocent human life.
Well, at a very basic level, we think everyone has a right to basic healthcare, healthcare that affirms their lives and helps them to lead their lives. But everyone means everyone from conception onwards. And so abortion simply isn't health care. It's the opposite of health care. It kills the patient. So when we talk about pro-life concerns, the entire field of health care is a pro-life concern to us. But we don't want health care or things that are called health care doing the opposite of health care. We're trying to retain the integrity of this, that healthcare reform is truly positive and serves the life and health of all. That includes the born and the unborn. And in our view, it would especially include the poor and vulnerable and the immigrant. So we're just trying to keep healthcare together as the aid to the right to live that it's always supposed to be. And so we are insisting that that health care reform is very much needed, but we can't support health care if it's going to turn the medical profession against some patients and end their lives instead of helping their lives. We need abortion taken out of this so that health care is true to itself and that the government is not forging new ground that does the opposite of what a health care reform bill should do.